Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few words about the Supreme Court hearing testimony about Obamacare. Because it's the highest court in the land, we can assume the arguments were solemn, dignified, and incisive. Obamacare sucks! Does not! Does so! Does not! Like that, only in elevated lawyer language. The Supremes, which are made up of 6 Catholics and 3 Jews, and doesn't that sound like the dance card at a KKK lawn-burning jamboree, are determining the constitutionality of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Although nobody really expects them to slog through the whole thing, that's why they call them briefs. The bill is 2,400 pages long. Or 2,700. They're still not sure. Shouldn't they be sure by now? A lot of stuff can happen in 300 pages. We've all read The Hunger Games. Of course, everybody in the court has health care, as well they should. As well we all should. But they're gonna need it. Because anybody trying to slog through that much congressional gobbledygook better have a large supply of prescription drugs on hand. The whole country is waiting on surgical pins and insulin needles to find out what the 9 cranky millionaires will do. And exactly how does a judge become a millionaire? Speaking fees? What about Clarence Thomas? If they do strike it down, will they just wipe out the individual mandate and pick crumbs and pieces to keep intact, including denial of coverage and pre-existing conditions? And will the ruling fall into the typical liberal-conservative 4-4 split, with a single swing vote being the decision-maker? In other words, does the future of American healthcare really depend on which side of the bed Justice Anthony Kennedy wakes up on that fateful day in June? Poor people might want to try and get this guy a date. Anything to put him in a good mood. For Cross Currents, I'm Will Durst.